I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers the heyday of Warren National Bank. In 1893, a group of prominent Warren citizens put up the sizable sum of $150,000 and obtained a charter for Warren National Bank. First day deposits to the bank totaled more than $40,000. When the bank celebrated its 75th or diamond anniversary in 1968, the bank showed resources of more than $80 million. 8 years earlier, in 1960, opportunity had knocked in Kane for Warren Bank when prominent jeweler Edward Carlson sold the former Kane Trust Building to the company. Warren National now had the perfect home for its branch in a booming local market. From the start, Warren Bank hired an all-local staff and honed its strong brand on the hilltop. Although hailing from out of town and out of county, the bank was careful to dispel any hint of carpetbagging. Although Warren Bank was a larger bank trying to earn a regional presence, this era was decades before the likes of Bank of America and Wells Fargo gobbled up every financial institution standing in their way. Tragically, Edward Carlson, who sold his building to Warren National Bank in 1960, died at his home in JoJo less than a year later, when the small caliber handgun he was holding went off, mortally wounding him. He was only 54 years old. Ken Carlson was tabbed as branch manager and was much more like Kane's real-life George Bailey than he was Henry Potter. Carlson always found a way to lend a hand to local nonprofits, sports leagues, community fundraisers, and other needy organizations. He was the face of Warren National Bank and Kane for more than 20 years. The bank was big on service, providing a night depository, a new rear entrance and exit to convenient parking in the commons, and even opened a drive-through in the adjacent Carlson Hill alley that connected Fraley Street to Kane Common Street. Warren National Bank advertised frequently its products and services in the Kane Republican, repeating a common message of having a hand in the town's future. It was the time before big banking, when savings accounts paid 3 or 4% interest guaranteed. Its doors were sprung open to the community and customers visited at least once a week to pay bills, make deposits, trade stories, and visit their money. The bank's heyday was before credit cards and electronic transfer of funds and exorbitant bank fees. Customers brought baked goods to the cashiers and swapped recipes. Warren Bank was a veritable farmer's market brimming with fruits and fresh tomatoes, all free for the asking. There was great competition for bank jobs, and new employees' faces were printed in the newspaper, veritable celebrities of the community. Bankers like Ken Carlson were trusted and essential partners in the community to local businesses and residents. When computers enabled bank employees to process checks in a fraction of a second, the service and business of banking became less personal. The line needed to move faster, and there was less time to make small talk. With the advent of 24-hour automatic banking machines in the late 1970s, less tellers were needed. Community banks became far less personal and less trusted. But during those golden days of the 1960s and 70s, Warren Bank was Kane's agora, a meeting place of great importance. Seniors made it a point to get up and go out and to be seen at the bank. There were frequent drawings and prizes and promotions to create excitement. Today it is hard to believe that real people greeted customers at a brick-and-mortar location like Warren National Bank and took the time to help individuals and lend money to businesses that had solid business plans. The Ken Carlsons and George Baileys of yesterday are remembered fondly by many. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.